Name, rank, and serial number.
Mark Lauder.
Mark Lauder bringing this wonderful Poly 88.
So this Poly 88 cabinet I can see inside looks empty. So I probably have moved all the original boards into the Intergrand cabinet.
Okay.
So if you really want to reconstruct the original, I have all the manuals, and we probably just putting the boards back, except for maybe some that I added.
Okay.
And this SW whatever keyboard, SWTPC
SWTPC, yeah.
keyboard, was the original one that went with the Poly, but I didn't really like this too much, and I found this other keyboard somewhere, a surplus keyboard
Okay.
that I hacked to go with it. And so in order to get that keyboard to work with the Poly, I think I changed the ROM, the original ROM. I changed the keyboard scanning routine to do a lookup to my keyboard.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I mostly use this Poly as a terminal
Smile.
emulator. Was mostly using it as a terminal emulator to dial up the ARPANET. And I built a, I hand assembled a 300 baud direct coupled modem.
Okay.
It's in here,
That's incredible.
breadboarded. And I got tired of having to load up a cassette tape with my terminal emulator every time I turned it on. So I built the terminal emulator into the boot ROM
Into the
also.
boot ROM.
So I just added, I hacked it on. So when the machine comes up, normally it would just go into this monitor where you could say load a tape and like had a little debugger. Now when you boot it, it says, do you want to use the computer or the terminal?
Or the
And if you
terminal.
just type terminal, you have a terminal immediately.
Right. That's all the parts. That's all the
So,
parts catalog.
parts. Oh, this is the basic manual. This is the polymorphic basic.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Basic and
What year were these produced?
I think it was 70. I think there's a date on here, no?
It's like real early. It's 75, right? 76.
No dates on these? 77. That's a
77.
77.
Yeah. Interactive Products.
But this is, I believe, the best manual.
It being orange.
Orange. Here's the assembly test and theory of hardware.
Okay, so that's a that's a good.
And this is a great book because it explains, and this is how I learned how computer worlds work, by reading this book and understanding it.
It's like Woz read the PP8 manual.
I've been told, it may not be true, but I believe there were some stories about this orange. This is the same orange that Deck 20s were.
So that's the schematic. It is
This is
polymorphic schematic
the
logic.
video.
Video, so
Video.
that's video. So the orange story is, did somebody go, was somebody on the bus or
I don't know where I heard this story or anything, but there's some similarities between this machine and the operation and stuff and the PDP-10.
Okay.
And all the later Deck 20s were almost the same color orange.
That's true. Yeah, there was a sort of 70s orange that I remember very well from that era. I mean, practically every car seemed to be the same color.
So there's a user manual, the Sanyo manual. It had 8K RAM board, but I think when I originally got it, I can only afford 4K. It was only half populated.
And the monitor is in this box.
Yeah.
Let's pull that out. Can you get
Now the monitor, the
Sanyo?
one thing I remember possibly is that the monitor was like flaky. But I'm assuming this is, if you actually wanted to run it, you could use it. This is any standard composite video monitor, I think.
Oh, so you could.
This is just a standard security system and DVD
Okay.
video. Just a standard video monitor, black and white.
Let's put it right next to here area. May as well. It represents your full control system.
This would be this would have been the original system when I started.
And the cassette,
just like that.
The cassettes are just like
with the little cassette tape recorder.
It's like any kind of Radio Shack, and supposedly the worst ones, the cheaper ones were better, according to Woz. Remember last week?
Cheaper.
They said the higher quality cassette recorders didn't often work.
Oh,
weeks ago.
The Apple.
I remember something about that. Yeah.
You got a high quality one, and often didn't work.
That reminds me of my computer in high school. Because my computer in high school was just a PC, but still, you know, things was cobbled together.
Yeah.
Here's the price. Here's the original price list.
Oh, cool. Let's take a picture of that. And then they document. Then there's an ad. There's the ad for the Poly.
I paid like $1,200 probably this one.
Okay. See, all this can go on the site, and it's really good material. So you paid $1,200.
I guess I paid $1,200 for it. Yeah.
So for something like a Poly, if you wanted to run someone else's program, did you have to type it into BASIC, or was there any kind of a...
Hey, look, I'm moving it to the lab. Thank you.
What kind of level of compatibility did you have?
I didn't know anyone else with a Poly, so I remember I would get, like, David Owl's BASIC computer games book, and I would have to just type those games into the BASIC. You know, and then save them out the cassette, because that's all I had to save with. I couldn't afford a disk drive.
Okay, but it wasn't a case where, like, if someone else had, like, computers were around, then, like, you could go borrow a cassette, load it in, recompile it? Or...
I think the compatibility between cassettes was iffy. I do remember buying some cassette tapes with, like other games on them and stuff.
Yeah.
People or programs. And I think you had a choice with the cassette. I think you could run it like 312, maybe even 2400. I think it was a high-speed cassette for those days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted the best interoperability, you would go to the 300 baud.
Good quality. It's interesting. Here's all the dealers. So you went, where did you buy it here?
I think the thing was once I
California.
I used this in Boston. That's where I bought it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And soon after I got hooked up with the AI lab and stuff. So,
wow, cool.
So at that point I realized, you know, it was so much trouble loading up like an assembler and a BASIC and
right.
Stuff in cassette. And I realized all I need is a terminal emulator. And I can connect to these ITS machines and PDP-10s and stuff at MIT and use their machines.
That next to the keyboard, so we know.
And then I don't really need BASIC here. I can type stuff in BASIC there and save it on their disks. And,
yep.
You know, so this basically became a terminal. Mostly
a terminal to dial up the ARPANET for you.
Dial up the ARPANET.
And
occasionally
gotcha.
I'd write like assembler code and play around with it, but I, you know, I kind of moved.
You moved off to other computers.
And I really wanted, APL,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
I couldn't use here.
In fact, we may be getting IBM 5110s that have run APL.
Mm, the desktop, that's what
yeah.
I wanted to buy, but
oh,
they were like $5,000.
Forget it, yeah.
And
wow.
I almost bought I was going to buy a Deckbreaker 2 with an APL character set, so
mm-hmm.
that within just a modem, I was just thinking I'll buy one of those and pay some time sharing service instead of buying this machine.
Mm-hmm.
But, what goes in here? This is an extension. It's more S100 bus expansion. So this was useful for you could plug a board in here to work on an external or plug a board sideways to have access to it.
A picture of the software. Then we'll have to put all this away and go to our lunch so we can get you on your way.
You think you can still read off the cassettes, or are they all flaky now?
I have no idea.
Well, cassettes are very difficult, and you can't bake them.
I mean,
yeah. Like reel to reel.
Most of these are probably, there's a chance they recorded it. It's some low speed, up to not more than 2400 is probably in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just like a modem, just like the same
as a modem.
Same serial.
Onto,
So maybe possible to read them all.
I bet also somebody on the net probably has copies of that stuff.
Should we open this unit up and look in this, or may as well?
Yeah, open this.
Let's take a peek. This is Americus 100, where all the boards are living.
Yes.
Okay, so there we are.
So you might be able to use this for something. Probably still works.
So
I'll have to show you. This is my hand-wired 300 baud modem.
This is your hand-wired 300 baud modem.
This was built from a data sheet from the Motorola part, the 6860. I just went in and it just said, you know, here's the sample circuit for a modem, and I wired it up. And I'll tell you a good story about this one, just for fun. When I first built it, it worked for like a few minutes, and then it would start degrading and the characters would go away. And for many, like a month or so, I could not figure out what was wrong. And I would, but I found out if I like blew a hairdryer on it, it would keep working. So every five minutes or so, I'd be online and the characters would start slowly getting errors. And I would blow a hairdryer and warm it up, and it would work for another 5 or 10. And finally, I found out that I'd used the wrong capacitors. I'd used these ceramic capacitors instead of these temperature insensitive ones or whatever.
Okay.
And then once I did that, it worked great. And this was a direct connect. You just flipped a switch, and it was hardwired in, no coupler.
Right,
so
right.
It worked really well.
So you wired that directly
into
your phone.
This went straight into a phone through a coupling transformer.
Oh, okay. Was that legal back then?
No.
So these are the Apple boards for the unit.
So here's the Poly video board.
Here, pull that out. May as well. You know, may as well just... It's all attached.
Yeah, I guess I wired it in.
Yeah, let's take a few shots of these. Poly video. Fantastic. And you got your Poly.
This one is a board I added. This was a parallel serial I/O card with modem.
Mm-hmm. That's a good view of the video board with the sun on it. And then the rest
are... That was an expansion board. This was the CPU board.
Where's the CPU board?
Poly CPU board. It's a NEC 8080. And this is the ROM that I modified. It says new keyboard and IT. I think I called it the intelligent terminal.
Oh, okay.
From 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a fancy terminal program. It had scroll memory and stuff. I could scroll back the whole session I had worked on for an hour. I could scroll back in memory. It was great.
I loved
hardware. No one had anything like that back then.
The pigs are impressed.
What's the speaker for? It looks like a sound card. So here's some memory.
Okay.
That must be 8K RAM. It looks like I had two of them. Wow.
Wow. 16K RAM and the Poly 88.
I must have had a lot more money later on. That is a New Tech Computer Systems. Oh.
Yes.
You know, I had a board that was like a speech synthesizer board. But I think this was just sound. This looks like it was just a plain old sound board of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one. God, what is this? Another memory card? Looks like it's another memory card.
Why would you have...
This is very strange stuff. I have no idea. It looks like something I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, another memory card it is.
This is RAM. These are 2114s.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be? That's a resistor, right?
Yeah. Those are resistors, like termination resistors, maybe.
Why would you put that in the?
I don't know if I would have done that, but this. I wonder if there was just some. This is very weird, isn't it?
Well, we better pack up and go to lunch so you can get back.
Yeah. Well, I have no idea.
No idea.
But there's probably the manuals and stuff for it all. So like the sound card was not the original system.
Right.
Basically the Poly was like one of these cards.
Yeah.
And the video and the CPU.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And the cassette.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, the cassette. Parts must still be in the other
in the
other cabinet.
The cassette interface.
Yeah. And who knows what this is.
Well, there's a guy here, Motor Circuit, is exactly the same Well, he has to call 88, and I could probably get him to come over. And
is the breadboard something that would normally come in the case, or do you put that in yourself?
Oh, I probably put this in. I was probably experimenting with something. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Okay, well, thanks, Mark. Thank you for... This is wonderful. Thanks for the contribution. I've been looking for one of these for years, and it will go up on the web, hopefully next week, when I get time.
I'll tell you, though, this is my favorite. This was
oh, this is your favorite.
If I could hook this keyboard up, which I probably could, I would.
What is it?
This was a keyboard that you can modify the keys with in plastic covers.
Okay, right.
This I just love these keys. These are optical keys, key switches.
Okay.
So when you push down, it interrupts a little LED and photo detector every single key.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
And they just had like this great feel. So.
There it is.
And
yeah.
This must have Oh, you know what? This attached onto this serial parallel board.
Okay, so that was the connector there.
That was probably the connector for the keyboard.
Okay, well, let's put it all back in boxes and we'll put it in the museum out of the weather. Or we can actually just put it in boxes here and then we'll show Alan when he comes. He was curious about it.
Okay.
And then we'll go off to breakfast.